The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah, you can't beat the Oak Ridge boys for a little traditional music in our national anthem, and we'll get ready to go racing as the crews and trucks that keep things moving here at Orlando Speed World clear the area. Nice looking little dragster there. I like the Christmas decorations on the front wheels. Sounds like the truck's hitting the rev limiter. How about a big hand for our Boy Scouts and leaders that came out tonight to help us out, doing a great job. Roll them flags up and treat them gently, gentlemen. All right, drivers all should be in. We're making sure we get the okay from all the trucks that everybody's strapped in and ready to go. Laverne Patrick making his way up into the flag stand, and we will get ready to get things fired up here. Quick update for the Florida-Alabama fans. Florida 30, Alabama 20. And we have 2 minutes, 50 seconds left in that one. So it looks like we may get a chance at a national championship. Who knows? Good job from the Gators. All right, they all know the rules down on the track. You know the rules in the grandstand. Back away from the fences, please, during the race. So make sure you stay in your seat as best you can. You're welcome to stand up, jump around, scream at each other all you want. But let's not go too crazy. Gentlemen, if you're all ready, I guess it's my faith and duty to have all of you fans stand up on your feet. You're going to help me crank them up. Stand up. Come on, get up. It's a good exercise program we got here at Orlando Speed World. We get you stood up every once in a while. You help us out, we help you out, lose a little weight. All right, stand up. Here we go. Count them down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Ah, what a wonderful sound. Yeehaw! Let's go racing, ladies and gentlemen. Remind everybody, Carnac.com, the place to go. You can listen to it live on the internet, Real Racing USA. As joining me to make a call here in the booth, Rick Bristol. Going to come up and say a few words, I'm sure. Then we're going to get a chance, and we'll get our good buddy Rick Angies to help us out throughout the race in our color commentary for the online program, as well as right here at the track. As I see Rick making his way back to me, I guess. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to go racing, trying to get the wires all uncrossed upstairs as we get ready to roll them off. That'll be up to the crews on the track at this point. They are under their control. Laverne Patrick looking over the scene, as well as all of our starters and track crews, making sure everybody's in position, everybody's in the safe place. Fire crews dressed and ready, and looks like we are ready to go racing. Don't want to let them sit there too long and get too hot, but I know we want to get them warmed up.
Joining me for the race commentary on the air and for the Real Racing USA folks, Rick Angies. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Man, what a great turnout. Great race cars here. Once again, a great field of race cars, race trucks out here for the Charity Truckers 200 2008. Man, what a great show we're going to have tonight, Bill. A lot of people out there listening on the internet at realracingusa.com. Once again, I want to remind everybody that if you haven't clogged in yet, Karnak.com's best of the best. Go to the realracingusa.com forums. Click on the link right there on the forum, and you can vote for the best of the best in 2008.
Hey, we got to remember to tell them Fast Time Productions on seat, on sign, and they are on site doing some live video. You can pick up a video. They will mail it to you of this event the entire evening from Fast Times Productions. Just walk right up and talk to them. They're right by the door to our tower on a table and a lot of video camera equipment and stuff. So check them out, Fast Times Productions. If you want a video of the event, please just walk up, say hi to them, and they'll take care of you.
You know, Bill, a lot of awards given out earlier this evening by Mr. Rick Bristol, but the person you got to hand it out to is Mr. Rick Bristol himself. All the hard work he puts together to put this show together, he's done it for 3 years in a row, and I guarantee he's going to continue on. Rick Bristol, man, the man with the biggest heart in Florida racing.
I tell you what, tomorrow he's got to be dead tired because he's worked very hard, but it must be like a big burden off of him, and he can relax a little bit until he gets ready for next year. But he works hard. He starts mid-January almost and works real hard to get this thing done. We got 5 laps before green, and we're going to do a wave lap in about 2 laps.
Can you let them know we'll do a wave in 2?
So 2 laps from now, like 1.5 almost now, we're going to stand up once again, wave at all of these racers to get them sent off in style, as you would in Orlando Speed World style. Orlando Speed World, one of the longest lasting tracks in Florida now. Been here a long, long time. A lot of folks have come and gone and enjoyed this facility, so we look forward to it. So they are coming back around next time by. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, one last time for us. One last time. Stand up on your feet. Get up. Stand up. Get ready to wave both your hands, your wife's scarf, your hat, anything. Stand up on your feet. Let's wave them off in style. The drivers are saluting you, the race fans. They're waving at you.
Not yet. Not yet.
All right, that was a good dry run. The drivers were not prepared. They weren't told what was going on. So now they're waving at you this time. If you want to do it one more time for them, they'd probably really appreciate it. Stand up and wave back at them. They should have their hands outside the truck this time. The drivers salute to you. You salute the drivers back. They appreciate that very much. There you go. And thus endeth the exercise program. All right, Charity Truckers 200 live from Orlando Speed World. This should be interesting. And Florida's up 11 points, 31-20.
Yes. Yeehaw.
And they only got like 2 minutes, 20 seconds left. Yes. All right, white flag. Next time by, we're going green flag racing. Laverne Patrick says, this is it, boys and girls. You waited all year for this one. 200 laps. Dos longos. Go a long time. 200. So 27 trucks making the field. 28 showed up for the show. One had some bad luck with the motor.
Lights are out on that pace truck as he cruises down into turn number 3. Field lined up side by side as they come out of turn number 4. Laverne shows him the green flag, and we're underway.
All right, Travis Hansen in the 02 gets the early jump on the bottom. He'll get into turn 1 with 2 truck lengths on everybody else. Back in the pack, they are slipping and sliding, trying to make room, see if they can get on that bottom groove.
Everybody trying to get hooked up now. Lap number 1 in the books with Travis Hansen, your leader, Stephen Dabalik in the 41 in the second spot with the 28 of TJ Duke in the third position.
Following him comes the 12 of Charlie Montgomery. Rounding out the top 5 for lap number 2 is going to also be the 15 machine, Cody Blair. Blair up into the top 5.
Cody Blair in that number 21 now, on looking on the back bumper of the number 41 of Stephen Darvalek, trying to move into that fourth position behind the 28 truck.
Charlie Montgomery slipping and sliding back here. He's trying to hang on to position, but he's also trying to make the move on the 28 of TJ Duke. Duke holding up the row. Now Montgomery sticks the nose down on the inside into turn three. Gives him enough room, though. That kind of jams him up behind him. Almost a little bump and grind off of turn number four.
Top two trucks starting to pull away from the rest of the field now. The 0-2 of Travis Hampton and the 41 of Dom Alec. Down the backstretch they go. Then it's the 28 of T.J. Duke. Pilots nose to tail as they come out of turn number three.
Only people out of line right now, the 40 of Jessica Green, dropping back to about the 20th spot as she was hung up on the outside for quite a while. Now back in line, everybody single file. And now we're starting to get some work up front.
15 of Cody Blair trying to take a look on the outside of the 12 of Montgomery. Down into turn number one they go. Blair on the outside of Montgomery. Drag race down the backstretch they go. The number 94 truck right there in the mix.
And they are working hard, but it's the 28 of T.J. Duke. He's got the inside row kind of held up in the middle of the corner. And Blair on the outside starting to make some ground. He's all the way up beside the 12 of Montgomery. They're side by side for that fifth spot, coming up on some lap traffic already as the 33, Jack Kennedy, way off the pace.
Jack Kennedy off the pace. First truck to go a lap down now is the 28 machine of T.J. Duke holding up the field. Down the backstretch they go around lap traffic. Charlie Montgomery pinned behind the lap truck now as the 28 of Duke moves around the outside. The 15 of Cody Blair will follow him through. Here comes Charlie Montgomery and the 84 of Brent Huber.
Wow, that 33 of Kennedy, really a rolling roadblock, but everybody's starting to work his way by. He needs to get down on the flat spot, get out of the way all the way. Now see if we can make up some ground up front. Cody Blair in the 15 now rolls up on the back bumper of the 28 machine of T.J. Duke. Duke still holding up the row, and now we got a spin down in turn number four. Looks like it's one of the triple-digit cars, trucks. Oh, that's the 53, Tommy King.
Tommy King in the 53 brings out the first caution flag. 10 laps in the books, Bill, and already the excitement heating up. Lap traffic already starting to play.
Only 190 laps to go. Now, we've had some lap sponsors here that we've failed to validate because they're in the bottom sheet on the bottom row or the bottom thong of whatever. Let's see. Lap number one was by strutmasters.com. Of course, all these laps going to Travis Hansen. Lap number two was Patrick Conrad Racing. They sponsored that lap. Laps three and four were Fairmont Services with Steve Blazing. Then lap number five was Jacob Warren and the performance. Lap six was Fairmont Services again. Lap seven was Jacob Warren performance. Lap eight and nine were Fairmont Services and Steve Blazing. And then we come to lap number 10, which belongs to O'Brien Racing. So we've clicked off lap 11. That's Dick Owens sponsored lap 11 at 12. So Dick Owens doing his part to sponsor a lap. 13th lap will be Auto Spritz Incorporated, Schaefner Racing. Then we go from 14 through the middle of the race. There's on and off several laps sponsored by Godspeaks.com. Lap 14 through 17. Then 18 goes to Ralph and Carrie Plaza and family. And then we go back to God Speaks for 19, and lap 20 will be Patrick Conrad Racing again. So a lot of lap sponsors going to get some early accolades here. We'll catch them next caution. We'll catch up to where we're at that point and see if we can keep you apprised. We've also got some other great awards to give out. The Fast Qualifier has already been done by Strutmasters for $100. Race Car Engineering's Fast Qualifier bonus was $25 gift certificate to Race Car Engineering. And then you got the Kevin O'Brien Racing and Hard Charger Award. We got a Hard Luck Award, a Halfway Leader, Cool Move of the Race Award, Lucky Dog Award, the Fast Lap of the Race Award, Calculated Move Award, That's Racing Award, the Youngest Young Charger Award for one of the younger racers, the Just Missed It Award, the Finishing Bonus, and we've got some other awards back in here for the Fast Qualifiers in certain positions, plus if one of them started at the back and went to the front, but I don't think that happened, so that 200 is going to be safe. And the Tampa Bay Stitch Company, the 200 Champions embroidered jacket. White flag is up. We're going back racing with 14 laps in the book. Still Travis Hansen on the point. Now everybody's got their tires warmed up once, Rick, and they've gotten their positions kind of figured out. They're single file for the restart.
407 of Augustino in the infield now as he'll pull out of the race. Space truck pulls in. Laverne shows him the green, and we're back underway. The 02 of Travis Hansen will lead the pack down into one. The 15 truck of Cody Blair looking for that third position.
There's 15 Cody Blair. He's trying to make a move on the outside. Thinks he can make that high line work for him. He'll cut back to the inside now. Made the move inside. Gets his nose underneath. Kind of puts the fender in there. He'll slide up underneath the 28. And that'll put the 28 of T.J. Duke on the high side. Now everybody's going to want to get through that open door quickly.
T.J. Duke looked like he got a little bit of a handling problem now as he's stuck up on the high side. 12 up Charlie Montgomery working underneath him. Going to take that position away. And Montgomery will move up to the fourth spot. Duke trying to battle back. But the 84 of Huber right there to take over that fifth position.
Yeah, Bert Hubert still going to keep that door open for some of the ones behind him as the 87 of Lilly. No, no, the door got closed. 28, T.J. Duke changes lanes, puts the 187 Jason Howell behind him, and that will get those guys are still in the top 10, though, as we go through 6th and 7th with Duke and Hanley. Then comes the 87 of Keith Lilly, and rounding out the top 10 would be the 25 machine of James Wright the third. And the 24 of Michael Pila.
Back in the pack, the 72 of Jamie King up behind the number 24 truck of Michael Pila. Behind them, it looks like it's the number 39 of Tyler Lang. Once again, the number 33 of Jack Kennedy going to go another lap down as the leaders all able to get by. Kennedy holding down on the bottom of the racetrack.
Yeah, things starting to settle in as everybody figures out where they're at. 33 of Kennedy going down one more lap. Unfortunately for him, he's got probably six cylinders he's running on or something because he's way off the pace. Something definitely wrong under the hood in that car, but he's trying in that truck, and he's trying to keep it all up to pace as best he can.
Leaders coming up on the double zero of Whitney Poole now. Just a few car lengths down before the she'll go a lap down. Up front, it's still the 0-2 of Travis Hansen. Been dominating this race. Now closing in on the second place car, the 41 of Darvalik, is the 15 of Cody Blair. Cody Blair within a car length as they exit turn number two and head down the backstretch.
Still, it's the young Travis Hansen showing the way up front. He's starting to stretch it out. Now going to put the double zero machine of Whitney Poole a lap down. Whitney hanging on for almost 22 laps before going a lap down, but finally succumbs to the pressure of the leader's pace. He is really putting the pace to him. He may run them all out before they get a chance. Now we got trouble. Turn number four, 28. T.J. Duke turns it around, lights up the tires. Everybody misses him, but just by a nose.
You know, Bill, I saw a little bit earlier when he was exiting turn number four, it looked like the truck was pushing up a little bit. Handle going away from that truck. He was up there in the top five, started to fade back, and now the 28 of T.J. Duke goes around in turn number four, brings out the second caution flag of the evening.
That'll get him slowed down for a second as we get ready to go back racing again. Looks like everything else is fine on the track. T.J. drove away under his own power. He's at the back of the pack. 26 laps down right now. So we are 1/8 of the way through this one.
Pretty good pace going right now, though, Bill, and that 0-2 of Travis Hansen. That truck really looking good. Looked like they've done a lot of their homework on that race truck. Got the Orlando Speed World figured out. Track looking really good tonight, really fast. Only two trucks going a lap down.
And the Lucky Dog Award going out to the double zero, Whitney Poole, back on the lead lap. Will fall in right behind T.J. Duke. You see him over in turn three. And they will put that truck back on the lead lap. The 33 of Jack Kennedy, only one lap down because he got the Lucky Dog the last time we had the caution. Didn't catch that for you. Sorry about that. But he is one lap down. And that will put everybody else still on the lead lap except for the 33.
All right, Bill, the white flag comes out. Travis Hansen, still your leader. Stephen DeVulloch in the second spot. Cody Blair in that 15 is third. And it's the 12 of Charlie Montgomery and the 84 of Brent Huber round out the top five as we get ready to go back to green flag racing.
All right, lap 27 was sponsored by Rob Bonehead Elting out of a Inside Florida Racing. 28 of Checkered Flag Racing, 28th lap was Checkered Flag Racing, and the 29th lap AMF Chassis, Scheffner Racing. So here we go, back to the green flag in the air, and they are back racing. Hansen leads them into turn one. Oh, contact, turn one between the 41 and 15. Now back together again. They're going to get all over the track. 15 going to be way out of whack as he's got a tire down. They got together. He stuck his nose underneath him, and a yellow comes out again. As the 15, tire flat, he's rolling through turn three slowly. Cody Blair trying to make the move quickly down into turn one, Rick, and got the nose underneath the 41, touched him, got him squirrely, and the 41 kind of said in turn two, oh, this is my door, I'm going to close it.
Slam that door hard, tire going down as we see the 15 of Cody Blair head down into the infield. 28 of T.J. Duke took a little pit action there right before that green flag. He'll tag down the tail end of the field. Travis Hansen, with a good clean start on that one. He'll stay up front. 41 of Darbolic looked like he came out of that one clean. That'll move the 12 of Montgomery up into the third position. Oh, and the 15 of Cody Blair down there on the infield trying to get that tire change and the jack. The truck falls off the jack.
Having some trouble as that truck down on the ground. Can't get the jack underneath it now. Somebody brought another jack. They're going to the back of the truck, but it's the front of the truck they're trying to get off the ground. So it is a little bit of chaos as you're not sure which way to go at it. There's 5, 6 pumps on the jack. You can stop now. 7, 8, 9. Don't blow the jack up as he gets it up in the air.
So Travis Hansen continues to lead. Stephen Darbolic in the 41 in second. Charlie Montgomery in the 12 is third. The 84 of Brent Huber. That'll move the 187 of Jason Howell up into that fifth position.
I'm about to fall down there. And they'll bring us something. All right. A couple
of Keith Lilly in the 87.
39
25 of James Wright the third. Then it'll be the 24 of Michael Pilla.
Tyler Lane got the front end wrinkled up on that exchange somehow as they kind of accordioned out of turn number two. He's rolling back up in his spot, but a little bit of damage on the 39 machine. There goes the 15 back out of the pits as they got that squared away. He'll go to the back of the pack. I don't believe he'll be charging any laps for the pit work. So they're working on getting everybody in the right position, and we will get ready to go back racing as soon as they make sure everybody is in the right position.
All right, we're under caution here at Orlando Speed World for all you listening out there on RealRacingUSA.com.
Through all of our information,
thank all of y'all for listening in.
A lot of great things
Jack
going
Smith
on.
Hot
Hansen
on the keyboards
away,
as we're going to bring you live updates all night long.
Make this would work.
Myself
Quinn
and Bill
Foundation
Green, as the white flag comes back out, we're getting ready to go back to green flag racing.
Remind everybody, don't jump out of your seats when we get done with this one because we got the Bandoleros for 15 laps and the Legend cars. Quite a number of Legend cars took time earlier, and we will get ready to go racing with, I believe, 17 Legend cars for 30 laps. So that'll be our final event of the evening. Get you in and out quickly here at Orlando Speed World. Green flag back in the air. You can hear them coming up to speed as they go into turn one.
Nose to tail as they come out of turn number two. Head down the backstretch. Travis Hansen in the lead. The 41 of Darvalex in the second spot. Then the 12 of Charlie Montgomery. Charlie Montgomery, track champion of DeSoto Super Speedway. 84 of Brent Huber in the fourth position. The 187 of Jason Howell. The 87 of Keith Lilly.
Trying to look at our listing, see who's back in the pack and making a move. But everybody looks pretty content at this point. They're riding single file, but trying to stay right on the bumper of the truck in front of them in case somebody makes a mistake. There goes one up the hill. That's the 121 machine. 121 up the hill. That's Andy Lacera, as he's got a little handling problem, I believe, himself, but he's back in the back of the pack. Now, T.J. Duke, who went to the back of the pack earlier, he is trying to slice and dice his way back up front.
Cody Blair in that 15 trying to follow him through, but a lot of front-end damage on that number 15 after he fell off the jack in the pits. He's heading down the backstretch. Huber in that number 84 truck, applying the pressure to the 12 of Charlie Montgomery. Montgomery holding on that third position with Jason Allen, the 187, who was second fast in practice yesterday, right there in that fifth spot.
T.J. Duke working his way back up through the crowd, but guess who's right on his back bumper? That would be the 15 machine of Cody Blair. They're going to work it back up here together. Hopefully they can stay out of each other and make it work for them. But they are working hard. Lap traffic coming up one more time for your leader. That'll be the 33 of Kennedy. He is one lap down, fixing to go two laps down as we roll out of turn number two down the back stretch.
Field still pretty much nose to tail as the 33 of Kennedy goes another lap down as the 02 of Travis Hansen makes his way around him. Hansen now with a half a straightaway lead over the 41 of Darbalik.
A couple of guys getting pushed up the hill. I saw the 07 of Musselman. He's off the pace up high now. And we've got...
Big contact!
The 15 of Cody Blair just ran over the 07, who was up against the wall slow as he pulled out to make the run on the 28. Cody Blair just hammers Musselman. And then the 30, who was up on the outside slow also...
That's Chris Huntoon in the number 30,
he
making contact.
He went into the outside retaining wall. And suddenly I looked in the distance and I thought angels were coming, but it's motorcyclists jumping some jump way in the distance up in the light. They keep flying by. I was like, what is that? Okay.
Looks like the 30 of Huntoon able to pull away. Looks like he might make that left turn into the pits. Yeah, he's going to go into the pits.
Musselman's already in the pit, so he's getting attention now. 39 in the pit, and I believe the 15 going to come back to the pit because he has really done the fender job on that side where it had already been hit. So they got them all squared away. I think the 30 going to have to kind of figure out what he's got or what he hasn't got, and he may wind up in the pit also.
30 of Chris Huntoon took that left turn into the pit, so he's off the racetrack right now as we got attention to the number 39, the 07, and the 15 of Cody Blair, all in the infield pits.
Cool thing about the pits here in Orlando Speed World for this event, they use the X, half of it, and they're using the front half. Everybody in the grandstand able to see everything that goes on the trucks on the track, and the trucks just have to make due course and try to be very careful with each other as they try to make things work in the pit area. We know it could get congested during some of these cautions, especially when we get to near the halfway point. People will be trying to make the early adjustment to change tires or get ready for the end of this race, so they'll jump in there and make some early adjustments. We're trying to keep an eye out for that. Going through lap 30, Cars Motorsports, one of the Bristol family machine entries, is sponsoring lap number 30. Then we go all the way down to lap 48 through 50. It's going to be sunshineracing.com. Oh, Sunshiner, my fault. I left the ER off, sunshineracing.com. Then Dave DeBoulis. Dave DeBoulis is sponsoring 54 through 56 and 59 and 60. Lap 58 and 185 be Rex Bone Man Hollinger. 63 through 67 is Pinnacle Construction, and I believe we'll be closing in on those numbers here shortly as we keep clicking off the laps as quickly as possible. Now the double zero into the pit area. It looks like he's getting an adjustment on the track bar as they're making an adjustment in the back of the truck with a wrench near the right wheel. Looks like he made a counterclockwise motion as you look down at that screw. So I think that is taking it down a little to take some wedge out. And we'll see if that helps out the double zero running in the back of the field. Still only a truck not on the lead lap, I believe the 33. Now he may have gotten another lucky dog and come back one lap, but he'd be still one lap down. White flag is out. Next time by, we'll go back racing, and the pace truck trying to hustle off the track in turn number four as they come out of turn number four. And green flag is up. We got a little bit of a speed demon on the outside back here in the back of the pack. The 89, I believe it was. No, that's 53. That's Tommy King trying to get a spot. We'll see if he gets to keep it.
Charlie Montgomery taking a peek on the inside of the 41 of Darbalik for the second position. Still holding on to that spot, the 41 of Darbalik up front, and still the 0-2 of Travis Hansen. Behind the 12 of Montgomery, the 84 of Huber, the 187 of Howell, and the 87 of Keith Lilly.
Yeah, I got to say, James Wright III, he's doing justice for Powell's 25 machine. Powell not able to be here for this one due to some emergencies at home, but King jumping in the vehicle. James Wright, excuse me, jumping in the vehicle. James Wright III, and he has got that truck up into the seventh spot and looking like he's kind of laying low, taking it easy, biding his time, staying on the back bumper of the 87 machine of Keith Lilly.
84 of Brent Huber now sizing up that 12 of Charlie Montgomery for that fourth spot.
Lots of lap traffic coming up now as they roll into turn number three. First will be the 33 of Kennedy one more time. Then we've got the 15 of Blair, the 07 of Musselman, and the double zero of a Poole, all off the pace as the 15 showing smoke. He's rubbing somewhere on one of those tires.
15 of Cody Blair way off the pace now as he's getting passed by the double zero of Whitney Poole. He slides up high, lets it go. And 07 of Musselman. Musselman slow on the backstretch. He'll stop. He'll pull into the infield. Green flag stays out on the speedway.
Kyle Musselman does the sportsmanlike thing. He takes it to the infield. He knows he's got that truck messed up a little bit. He's trying to figure out what to do with it to make it better or get it out of the way totally. Still trouble for Blair. He was up high. Leaders coming by. They almost pushed him down into the infield. And he'll get off the pace, stay on the bottom. And roll through. He's got a back left rear tire flat. And caution coming out one more time on the track before we have more troubles with Blair. Blair now losing the right rear tire. Excuse me, that was a right rear tire. Same side he got collected on in the backstretch there up against Musselman. So unlucky for Blair and Musselman, but lucky for the rest of the field. Kind of keeping the tires cooled down here. Might be able to make them last a little longer. And Lacey Pate enjoying the race in her honor, the Charity Trucker 200, coming to you live from Orlando Speed World.
Some of the sponsors in the program, Bruins Incorporated General Contractors, located out of Windermere, Florida. Also, Truck Wash at Tampa Bay, 863-635-9634, Complete Truck Center, exit 5 off I-4.
You know, that's one of my buddies. That he remembers me, and I remember him. I went to school with Chuck Caveney, and that's Danny Caveney, I believe, helping out too. So it's great to see them back in around the racing.
Of course, Biscayne Roofing and Waterproofing Systems, the main sponsor of the Charity Truckers 200. Cintas Uniforms, Aaron's Rent to Own. Of course, Carnac.com and Real Racing USA, Jim Jones Photography. Rudy's Auto Body and Paint, commitment to excellence. Mark Sawyer is the owner, located at 6308 Old Cheney Highway, Orlando, Florida. So, from the drop of the green flag, the 0-2 of Travis Hansen has led every lap of this race. 41 of Darvalix in the second spot, Charlie Montgomery in the 12. Laverne shows them the one to go sign behind Darvalix, the 12 of Montgomery, the 84 of Hubert, 187 of Howell, the 87 of Lilly, right in the 25, the 24 of Pilla. And caution flag back out on the speedway. Double zero of Whitney Poole will tag the tail end of the field as they'll get the lucky dog back on the lead lap.
All right, call that one off. Back to the white flag this time as they are doing a little bit of work on the retired from the field, though, over in the grass. I see the 407 and the 07. Musselman now taking his all the way out. Coulter's still sitting down here. Looks like they're still working on the 15, trying to see what they can do. He's out of the truck, though, walking around it, trying to see what he can do to salvage a finish here.
Also out the 39 of Tyler Lang sits over idle in the infield as Laverne waves the green flag, and we go back under green flag racing. Charlie Montgomery in the 12, applying the pressure on the 41 of Dolph Alex for that second position. Down the back stretch they go. The field nose to tail as they enter turn number 3. Out of turn number 4, crossing the stripe with a 0-2 of Travis Hansen continues to lead. Brent Huber in the 84 now looking for that third position. Right on his back bumper, the 187 of Jason Howell.
28 of Duke got some kind of a debris hanging off of it, and I think some of it came off. The 08 went around dodging stuff, so Anthony Sergey. And it looks like the fender, yeah, that's the fender rolled up on the 28 machine now. His front right fender rolling up, looking like it's covering the windshield almost on the right side. Not any hazard to the driver, but we know it's going to come off there sooner or later. Pieces are off in turns 1 and 2 already, so I'm sure they'll have him take a closer look at that maybe. As the debris in turn 1 and 2 from the 28 machine. All right, Charity Trucker 200 off to a auspicious start as we've gotten through66 laps in the books. What I tell you, we'd be almost through 60s, and I talked about Rex Bone Man Hollinger and Pinnacle Construction, 63 through 67, it's Pinnacles. 69, 70, 72, and 73, 74, All-Star Racing, Patrick Strapoli. The Daytona Antique Automobile Racing Association, Roy Campbell, sponsoring lap number 75, honor of his 75 machine. 76, Jim Higginbottom. And we've got the 30 machine into the pit area. That would be the 30, straight up 30 of Chad Pierce, I believe, as opposed to... That's a 30H? Okay, sorry, that's a 30H that's in the pit area. Chris Hunton. Huntoon. There should be two O's there, right? It's Huntoon.
Almost yes, forgot. Two O's, Bill.
Sorry, Chris. We keep things as straight as we can, but he'll listen to this tomorrow and go, I'm not hunting. I'm not hunting. I don't like hunting. I don't like killing anything. I'm a Huntoon.
15 hey, to Cody 15 Blair, who's running the in the
Cody
top
Blair.
Five.
You're... Top five starter now headed on the hook towards the pit area. I believe they have given up the ghost and are going to put it on the truck. Just decided because we need as much room as we can in the pit area. So it was a decision made, I'm sure, to get it on off the track and take it to the pit area so that they could fix it up there. Next time by, we'll go back green flag racing. On the point still, Travis Hansen has not gone to the pit area. Doesn't plan on it too soon, I'm sure. He's the leader. Right behind him is still Steven Darvalik in that 41 machine, black and purple numbered 41. Behind him, the 12 in black and purple numbered machine of Charlie Montgomery. And then comes the 84 of Brent Herbert, rounding out the top five right now. 187, Jason Howell out of the ninth starting spot into the top five. Trouble, turn two, 15 off the pace. 15, not up to speed, rolling slowly. Stephen Thorpe in trouble on the bottom of the track. No go. Yellow back out quickly as he did not fire off turn number one for the restart. And he seems to be smoking. Oh, there it goes in gear for sure. He got power now. He started moving. So the 15T going to fall back to the back of the pack, I believe. We're going to go one more time next time by. Try it again. All right, yeah, Legends and Bandoleros coming up, but right now we're trying to settle who's going to be the top dog on the Lucky Dog Award for winning the Charity Trucker 200. Charity Trucker 200, looking like it's having such a good time. All right, lap 75 coming at you. It looks like they're going back green one more time. So we'll see if they can keep single file out of each other for a little while. Near halfway point, near 100th lap, we'll get some kind of a competition caution, we think. Unless one comes out on its own like 98, 99 or something. So right now, down the backstretch, Hansen still lead the way, but they are bumper to bumper in the top 7, 8, 9, 10. Nobody dropping off. Tires about even here. Somebody slipping and sliding. That's Montgomery. Charlie Montgomery came out of turn four sideways at me. I could see the number before the car or the truck got to me. So he's starting to lose the wheels a little bit. Everybody looking for a good set of tires as they can only change two at our halfway point for our competition stop. But otherwise, they are racing them hard, trying to see just how much these tires and trucks can take.
All these drivers really racing hard as they would like to be the winner of the third annual Charity Truckers put on here by Rick Bristol. And right now, the man on the mission, the 0-2 of Travis Hansen, has led all the laps as they head down the backstretch. Running in that second position, the number 41 of Steven Darvalex, the 12 of Charlie Montgomery, still holding on to third. But the 84 of Brent Huber really behind the pressure. Second, third, fourth. All nose to tail as they head down the backstretch. Behind them, the 187 of Jason Al, the 87 of Keith Lilly. Right in the number 25, 24 of Michael Pilla. Then it's the 72 truck of Jamie King. Caution flag back out on the speedway as we got one going the other way. The 08 truck facing the wrong direction on the backstretch.
Anthony Sergey get his name in the books one more time for another spin cycle. Not sure that's the way he wanted to be remembered, but he came in here from Geneva, Florida, and the MJS construction machine arrived a little bit late, got into today's racing action only, and still trying to get a handle on the Orlando Speed World surface as he is still sitting inside the backstretch entrance, so to speak, out of turn number two. Guess that's an exit.
All right, Bill, we're slowly closing in on the halfway mark. We're going to let these guys take a little bit of a break, change a couple tires, make some adjustments at lap 100 or close to that.
Well, we're just past lap 80. We don't think they'll use this one yet, but I do have an, you want to hear the update on the Gator game? You're not going to like it. You ready? Gators win. Ha ha, fooled you. Gators won that one. It's the Gator game day, and they are... After the event, they're interviewing anybody and everybody that played in the game, it looks like, that had a Gator uniform on. Now, if the Buccaneers can get lucky on Monday Night Football, might have a good week in Florida.
Once again, we want to thank all the people out there listening on Real Racing USA, listening live over the Internet. Make sure you tune in Monday night to Inside Florida Racing. All the news from Florida Racing all over the state. Also have the winner of this Charity Truckers 200 Monday night with Rob Elting and C.C. Brooks on Inside Florida Racing.
All right, white flag out one more time. Laverne Patrick getting a, he probably got the best arms of a 60-year-old in the whole neighborhood, man. He's got that flag waving. Not that he's not made 70 yet, I don't know, but hopefully not. Anyway, he's waving that white flag one more time. We're going
definitely a gem in Florida Racing right there, Laverne Patrick in the flag stand. Lights are out on the pace truck, that Orlando Speed World pace truck, heading down into the infield.
Oh,
Bill, take him into turn number four.
Watch out, the battle of backstretch. They're getting the accordion going. Somebody's going to get caught out here. Out of turn number four, green flag is up. We are racing. Down into turn one, they're pushing and shoving a little bit now. Up on the outside goes the 30 machine. He'll jump all the way around the 21, it looks like. Take over that spot. As the
That's Chad Pierce in the number 30 truck. Rick Bristol's truck making
Chad,
a move on the 21.
On the 21 machine of Scott Reeves. Scott Reeves going to fall back outside the... Nope, he's just at the top 10, right at 11. He's outside the top 10. 30 gets in the top 10 in the 10th spot, so... Big move on that restart. Got to pick them off when you can, though, as they roll down the back stretch. Hansen still stretching it out in reality over the 41 machine of Steven Darvalex.
Everybody hugging on to that bottom of the racetrack now as they're still nose to tail as they head down into one. Travis Hansen, your leader. Darvalex in the 41, still the second truck. Third position, the 12 of Montgomery, right on his heels. The 84 of Brent Huber. Jason Allen, the 187 and the 87 of Keith Lilly. A little bit of distance behind him. Gary Wright in the 25, 21 of Michael Villa. Then it's the 72 truck of Jamie King.
I don't know how much longer Charlie Montgomery can hang on to that 12 truck, but he is on ice. Tires completely gone. Turns it sideways almost every corner coming out when he stands on the gas, but he's still hanging on to third, and that is not an easy task right now in that truck. I know it isn't. Back in the pack, though, lots of bumper-to-bumper action, but nobody taking the outside run. Still just coming up on halfway, so not ready to make their move yet. A few drivers back in the pack knowing they got to settle for where they're at for the moment and then hope for an opportunity to make a move after that halfway is over. Whoa, that looked like Jessica Green got the 40 sideways on the outside of the 53 of Tommy King. She came down, collected King, and took a fender off of it, I believe, or at least rolled it up somewhere.
Behind the 72 of Jamie King, it'll be the 30 of Chad Pierce. That 21 truck of Reeves starting to smoke as he goes into the turn. 69 of Nassir behind him, the 53 of Tommy King.
All right, lap traffic for your leader one more time. 33 of Kennedy stays right on the bottom lane, gives him plenty of room, but still pretty tight in Orlando when you go in on the outside of somebody. You never know what's going to happen. Now off the pace comes the 21 machine as he rolls towards the pit area. Might be a smart move. Go in the pits now. Change what you need to change. Come back out, and nope, that's not going to be it. He's rolling out like he's done.
No change up front.
That traffic, the problem for all your up front runners. Top five trying to make their way around Kennedy in the 33. They're into turn three on the bottom. Everybody having to use the high lane. And caution coming out one more time. This could be the competition caution we're talking about. They'll have 20 minutes to work on the trucks. Looks like it is. Everybody, wholesale movement in the pit area. All right, going to roll them around one more time very slowly behind the pace truck. Make sure all the trucks get stretched out enough. They're going to go to the bottom and stay on the flat part for the work. They'll take them around slowly. Nobody's losing any distance here. They're just trying to get them plenty of room to work. Stay back from the truck in front of you, they're being told, so they can have plenty of room. Being a great opportunity to make your way down to the concession stand, grab you something ice cold to drink, a nice trackside snack, and get back up into your seat here for the second half of the Charity Trucker 200. Drivers with your helmets, come on up into the grandstand for the collection portion of the Charity Truckers 200. Raffle tickets coming up right after this short pause as we give you a little entertainment.
You're listening to Real Racing USA.
Legend and Barrelito drivers, legend and Bandolero drivers to the grandstands with your wonderful helmets to help us continue to raise funds to help out the family. Here they come. Drivers, if you want to swap your left tires front to rear, you can do that, but the same two tires must stay on the truck. Drivers, you can swap your left tires front to rear, but the same two tires must stay on the truck. Officials are watching. Raffle tickets, get them out. We're going to start giving away some stuff here. I'll call a raffle ticket number. You come straight up to the tower, I guess, to get it, unless the lady's going to be in a different position, but I believe they're going to be there. Then also, we've got to remind you once again, as we did earlier, Fast Times Productions has video tapes of the Charity Trucker 200 tonight. They will get them to you immediately after the races. As soon as they can, they will ship them to you if you're far, far away, and they will send them to you across town, across state, or across the country. Drivers coming up into the grandstand, bringing their helmets. They're the Bandolero and Legend drivers helping us out as they walk the stands. Give them your pocket change, your extra ones and fives. Toss in a 20 or a 10 if you can. We know it's tough times, but we want to do everything we can to help, and we know you do too. Christmas coming up, great time to help out someone in need, and this always a great event to do just that. Drivers are in the grandstands with their helmets. Please drop in what you can and thank them. Raffle tickets, here we go. Pull out your raffle tickets. Raffle tickets, here we go. 08146.
All right, all the trucks on the front stretch right now, getting attended to by their pit crews. They're allowed to change two tires, gas up. They'll have a 20-minute break here at the halfway point. So all you people tuned in on Real Racing USA, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight right here at Orlando Speed World.
Raffle ticket number. 360-360-374-374, your raffle ticket's a winner. Please put every penny you can into the helmets of the drivers walking through the grandstands. Help us out. 358, raffle ticket number 358. .375, .375, another raffle ticket number. 345, 345, a raffle ticket, and 415, 415. That's about halfway through our raffle ticket numbers. 415, 376, 376. You're a winner. 342, 342. You're a winner. 410, 410. You're a winner. 331, 331. You have won a raffle item. 379, 379, you're a winner. 369, 369, you're a winner. 447, 447, you're a winner. 341, 341, you're a winner. 400, raffle ticket 400, you're a winner. And last but not least, raffle ticket 372, 372, you're a winner. If you think your raffle ticket's a winner, bring it on up. They'll check the number for you. And you may have won some great prizes from some of the great sponsors for our Charity Truckers 200. All right. Trucks are being checked over completely. Added a little fuel, trying to check, see how things are going under there. A little wedge here, a little tire stagger there. New tires, of course, being the consummate entity.
Trying to look from where they move from to where they move to. See who our fastest or best, biggest mover was so far. Rick Bristol joining me. Rick, what's up, buddy?
We're having fun, ain't we?
It's a blast, buddy.
I want to thank all these fans for coming out tonight and appreciate you being here to support this. And as you see the drivers, these are some of our Bandoleros, the 12 to 16-year-old drivers that are going through the stands, and also some of the legend drivers with their helmets. Whatever you can help us out with this, we really, really appreciate it. I know a lot of you guys got free tickets that were passed out all over town. If you can help us out, throw $5, $10, $20. I like $100 bills. I'm not afraid to ask for it because it's all going for Lacey. So whatever you can do to help, throw it in those helmets. Drivers, I'll remind you, when you're done collecting, in the next 5 or 10 minutes, when you're done, then you can bring that up here to the tower, up here to the tower, and see my wife here, Pierce. She's got a box to collect it all.
All right. We got the collections going on in the grandstand area, and we want to remind everybody on the Internet that you could join in, too.
Yeah, all you got to do, you can go to carsmotorsports.com. Wait, is it Cars Motors? What's my thing? Cars Motorsports and Racer Marketing. It's carsracermarketing.com. Carsracermarketing.com. If you want to donate, all you got to do is give me a call this week at 407-497-0448. Let me know what you want to send in for the Pate family. We appreciate it.
There you go, folks. You can do it any way you want to. You can get it through Karnak. We'll help you get it there if we can. Racers are going through the crowd, gathering some change and loose change, dollars, silver dollars, $5 bills, you name it. We'd like to get it in that helmet. And the drivers will bring those helmets right up into the grandstand and take it right from you, and you can thank them. Then drivers, if you'll bring those helmets on up into the tower area, we'll start to collect those here shortly and help add a little bit more to the total for the family. Still lots of work going on down trackside. 10 minutes remaining. We're talking 9 minutes and 52 seconds now remaining on your break. If you haven't made the adjustment, make it now. I just noticed that Whitney, Jessica, Whitney Poole, Jessica Green, and Jessica Murphy all running right along the same area here. I think they're about 17, 19, and 21. They're like every other truck back here, working hard to see if they can't improve their positions, as well as those up front trying to figure out what they can do to keep up with Mr. Hansen and his machine. Rusty Marcus to the tower immediately. Rusty Marcus, get your skinny-legged white pant up here. Come on.
No, I'm going to make him come.
Come on, Rusty, hurry up. They need your help, man. They got some big management decision to make. They need you up here. Yeah, come on. Rick's not sure what to do about one item. Man, how long does he take? Everybody, please help Rusty. Rusty's being interrupted by somebody for something. Rusty? Yeah, you're no longer needed. Thank you, anyway. They figured it out. Anybody can make a management decision in Orlando. Come on. There's your card. Hey, Rusty, don't forget the Sun Pass from Florida does not work once you leave the state, okay? So take it out of the window and give it back. All right, drivers, you're about 5 minutes out, 5 minutes or so. Get back into your vehicle, start getting strapped in, whatever you need to do. Take your time. Make sure you got plenty of water, liquids. You're kind of hydrated again. Now we'll see who can pick up the most spots. Anybody notice what Travis Hansen was doing? Travis Hansen down there stretching. He's down there, you know, just kind of another day at the office, and I'll do a little stretch out work here. Get done, go watch a little TV, maybe play some Xbox or something. Just another day at the office for the kid.
God, we hate you, kid. Actually, we love watching him drive, but sure makes you feel old every once in a while. Hopefully, Charlie Montgomery got some new tires on that thing. It was all over the place. Charlie was playing icecapades there a few corners. Got it figured out. Everybody realized that everybody's about the same speed in reality, just position on the track and how far are you willing to drive it into the corner before you let off is what gives. Raffle prizes. Check them out. Get you some raffle tickets. They'll draw some more, I guess, because I gave out a bunch of raffle numbers already. So draw some, get you some more tickets. They're going to draw some more stuff by the end of the race here. If you didn't win the first time around, get some more tickets. That's the idea. Raise more money. All right, I got one problem here, and that is they keep asking me to talk about funnel cakes, but they won't bring me one so I can sample. Not to mention, if anybody wants to pitch in a buck and a quarter or whatever it takes to get a Coke and send it up to me, I'd appreciate it. All right, getting down to the end of it. Let's start getting back in the trucks, get the crews away from them, and get ready to go racing. 5 minutes. Miss Jabur, 5 minutes. Oh, sorry. We're at the track.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're 5 minutes from restarting the Truckers 200. You must take it off the jack. You must take the jack out of the track area. We still got tires laying around. We still got things happening. Come on. Move it. You got to move it, move it. You got to move it.
Move it!
Kids know what I'm talking about. I saw that movie, too. Great movie. All right, well, you, how about you fans? Are you fans enjoying this? I hope you are. I know the break's kind of mundane, but we want to get back to racing. How many of you are ready to go back racing? That's it? Just a few of you, huh? How many of you are ready to go back racing? All right, we'll get them going before there's an uprising.
I can make it. I can make it back to the flag stand. I know I can. Oh,
there we go. Hey, Laverne, give me hand signals. Has it been 37 or 38 years or something like that now you've been flagging? 50? Holy cow, buddy. 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. Have a big hand for Laverne. He didn't need a walker to get here either to do that. That's pretty awesome. You still selling hay? Oh, my gosh. Oh, once a farmer, always a farmer, I tell you what. Lives in the beautiful community, I believe, somewhere outside of Polk City, Florida. One of the greatest guys you ever want to meet. Honest and forthright, that's for sure, because he'll sure tell them racers what the heck they're doing wrong when they come ask him. But great, great guy. All right. Hey, guess what? You get to count them down again here in about 3 minutes. We're going to crank them up two times in one race. How much fun would that be? Racers, we've got to get some equipment and people cleared from the track. Let's go. Pick it up. Take it back to your little hiding space in the middle of the track. Let's go. Put the hustle on or your driver may not get to go back into this race. You got crap laying around the truck and we're ready to go racing. Anybody thinks they need a push truck, please hold your hand up now and let us know. All right, stairs are coming up. We're getting serious now. Don't forget, Fast Times Productions. They've got your video DVD tape of this whole situation, and I think they've got some of the older ones. They've got lots of racing. Good heavens, they must have 500 races by now under their belt, but... they'll give you one of this entire evening's race program and all the highlights and things that are happening for a mere $25. They do all the production and send it to you, I believe, for that same price. So check them out. Even if you're driving a Legends car from Canada, they'll get you a copy of the race. You can at least see yourself in it. I like all the folks down in... turns one and two, they got the truck backed up to the fence, man. I like that. Must be fun. How you guys doing down there? Wave at me. Can you hear me? Are you having fun down there in turn one? Got your truck backed up to the fence? Yeah. Yeah, that's you. Little girl, pink jacket, and the rest of you. Nobody waves? Not too friendly down there, are they? Okay. Kids still playing under the grandstands. I did that. I've got stitches on my head to prove it. Orlando Speed World, a great community activity. If you're just not too busy next year, I believe Friday night's going to be the night of racing, so that'll be fun. You come out here Friday night, go to New Smyrna on Saturday, or down to wherever the United Dirt Late Model Series is appearing. All right, come on, last call, last call. You got to clear out of the track. Let's go. Take your jacks, your tools, your tires, and go. Last call. Driver's got to be in the in the truck, and truck's got to be ready to roll. Let's go. Move it. Need some other teams. Run out there, help them move it. They got too much equipment out. They can't bring it all back. There's 18 pieces of equipment, two guys trying to work on a truck. Oh, mercy. Has been a good time, and we have clicked off 100 laps pretty quick there, Rick. Not bad for even our 20-minute break here. We could be well under the 9 o'clock hour with the second 100 laps at the rate they were going there at the end. Hopefully they've got them figured out. They don't get into each other and get somebody. Somebody's going to try to use that high line, though, to go from the back to the front. I can see it coming. Everybody was cracking some wedge down there. All right, looks like most of the drivers are just about ready. If we can get them to back away from the 187. Last but not least, Jason Howell should be refreshed and rejuvenated as we get ready to fire him up. Ladies and gentlemen, never mind. Somebody decided they were in a hurry. All right, they're fired back up, ready to go. All right, Rick, 100 more laps. What do you think we're going to see here? Somebody's got to make a move if they're going to do anything with Hansen.
Well, there was some serious adjustments made out there on the track. A lot of people really thrashing on their race trucks. They're going to have to do a lot to catch the 0-2 of Travis Hansen, who has just been on a rail all night long, has picked his line, picked it good. Great restarts by that 0-2 truck. Thank you, Rusty. So the 0-2 of Travis Hansen is the leader, the 41 of Stephen Darvalex in that second spot. Then it's the 12 of Charlie Montgomery. Brent Huber in the 84, the 187 of Jason Howell.
How's it feel to go from general manager?
Behind him, the 87 of Keith Howell. 25 of James Wright III. Michael Pilla in the 24 truck.
Next in line, the 72, Jamie King. Jamie King out there. Then comes the 30 machine of Chad Pierce. And the 69 of Stephen Nassy. And then we roll back. I believe that's the... Yeah, it's hard to read on that side. Somebody rubbed the number off on the back stretch number. Let's see what it looks like on the front stretch here. Oh, that is Tommy King in the 53. Tommy King in the 53, the 40 of Jessica Green, the 28 of TJ Duke, the 96 of Murphy, Jessica Murphy. The 121, that was Andy Lacera. Then comes the 00 Whitney Poole, I believe, yes. And the 08 machine of Anthony Sergey, who had a little trouble earlier with the spin cycles. Rounding out the field will be the 15 machine. And that is the other 15, a T of Stephen Thorpe. The 17 of Colby Clemens still on the track. And Jack Kennedy, I believe, still in the 33, the only one a lap down.
Okay. So everybody now on the lead lap, unfortunately, with the lucky dog, all those cautions we had, that put Kennedy back on the lead lap several times. So everybody is on the lead lap as we go back racing. So get ready. Next time by, it is going to be racing time.
We got actually 100 left.
So 21 trucks still out on the speedway as the lights go out on the Orlando Speed World pace truck as he takes them down the backstretch.
All right, 100 laps down, 100 laps left to go. Green flag is up. We are racing out of turn number four. Let's see if anybody hit it perfect. Hansen down into turn number one, sticks it right on the bottom. This time, looks like the 41, Stephen Darvalek's able to stick with him maybe a little better. We'll see if it works out as they go into three and out of four. Everybody still single file.
Two new fresh tires on each one of these race trucks now as that number 41 of Darvalek's hanging right there with the 0-2 of Hansen. Charlie Montgomery in the 12, the 84 of Huber. Little distance behind him, the 187 of Jason Howell.
All the rubbing and racing going on in the back of the pack, way back there, 15, 17, 41 as they get the change of positions. Looks like the 87 making a move, trying to make a move. Keith Lilly, he gets a slid up the track a little bit. Now we're going to have the 24 of Pila getting his nose underneath the 25 of Wright, James Wright, in that machine for Powell. Going to have to battle hard to stay in that seventh spot because eighth spot, 24 Pila, sticking the nose inside, taking a look.
Nose to tail as they go down into turn number one. Top four trucks down the backstretch they go. Charlie Montgomery still trying to size up the 41 of Darvalex for that second spot with the 84 of Huber right there. Up into that fifth position, the 87 of Keith Lilly getting around the 187 of Jason Howell. James Wright the third still there, but the 24 of Pila. Pila making a move on the inside. Got a fender up on the quarter panel as they go down into turn number three. They touch over in turn number four, but the James Wright and the 25 will hold the position. 30 of Chad Pierce now working on the inside of the 72 machine for position as he looks up high on the 24 of Pila.
Wright battling back on the outside, making that truck stick on the high side, but Pila really stuck the nose in there last time. Can't quite get back to him this lap, but I'm sure he'll be trying one more time as the top four are starting to get away from everybody a little bit down into turn number three. And you got him spread out all the way back to this battle. Here goes Pila one more time. Turn three. He's down on the bottom. Gets his nose in. Doesn't keep it there. Backs off. Gives him room as the 24 of James Wright III closes the door.
Travis Hansen in the 0-2 now coming up on four lap trucks as they come out of turn number four. Charlie Montgomery really applying the heat to the 41 of Darvalex for that second position. Hansen once again moving away from the second place truck of Darvalex. 84 of Huber still in that third position. A little bit of distance. The 87 of Keith Lilly. Now the 0-2 of Hansen has caught a 33 of Jack Kennedy. Lap traffic coming into play.
Lap traffic, the big problem coming up here. He's got Kennedy. He's on the outside of him, but he's coming up on three trucks. Have been racing for position back here, and they're not going to give up much. It's the 0-8 machine doing the best job right now. Anthony Sergey, he's in the front of the three. Then comes the 00 of Whitney Poole and the 17 of Colby Clements. Now Clements and Poole going to go on the bottom. Here come the leaders around the outside as they work their way down the front stretch. Everybody's staying out of everybody, but they are going to still hold up the show. Look out. Montgomery gets there sideways one more time, trying to hang on.
Lap trucks adhering to the blue and orange flag, the move over flag, as they go down low on the speedway. All your leaders able to get around. But once again, the 0-2 of Hansen, man on a mission as he really starts to pull away now from the 41 of Darvalex. Coming up on the 0-8 truck, the next one to go a lap down. As the 187 of Jason Howell getting around the 00 of Whitney Poole, she'll go another lap down. 0-8 truck got a little bit of debris hanging off the back of that race truck as your leader comes around. 0-8 slow as they go down into turn number one.
Yeah, right now, Travis Hansen having the way with the field. He could lead every lap tonight at the rate it's going. He's working his way out of turn number four and has about a 12 truck length lead now as he got through that lap traffic much quicker and faster than everyone else. 41 machine of Stephen Darvalek just now clearing the 08 machine of Anthony Sergey's out of turn four, so he's going to have to try to reel in the leader as quickly as possible. As back in the pack, they're still beating and banging, rubbing and racing. And James Wright, the third, still hanging on that spot that Pila wants. And Pila may have to get a little bit more aggressive if he's ever going to make the move. James Wright, the third, making that truck real wide.
0-2 up Hanson. Going to have problems on that truck for anybody to catch him now, as he's still pulling away from that second-place truck of Darvalex. Behind Darvalex, Charlie Montgomery feeling it from the 84 of Brent Huber. Behind Brent Huber, the 87 of Keith Lilly. Huber right there on the back bumper of the 12 of Montgomery, trying to get him to slide up high, trying to use that low line. Montgomery does slide high, but he'll slam the door on the 84 of Huber.
Brent Huber really putting the chrome horn down to Montgomery. He says, I got to go. I see the leader driving off. He's coming out of turn four. I'm just coming into turn three. This ain't going to work. Got to get by if I'm going to. So he's really starting to put the pressure on. As we work through laps 110 through 115, a lot of lap money out there as Stone Perfection Incorporated, Romy Racing, helping out 90 through 91 and 114, 116. The 92 lap was C.C. Brooks inside Florida Racing. The 93 and through 95th laps were Real Racing USA. 97th lap, Max Auto Paints. 103 to 112, Monica and Anthony Remy. 113 was Broward Powertrain. Ram Transport got 117 through most of the end of the race almost, it looks like. 118 of Franson. 118 and Jerry Biner. And then the 129 lap, Stephen Rugg and Custom Rendered. Now we got action in the back of the pack as the double zero and the 15T still working on each other. Now double zero in trouble, falls way back. Here comes the leader to put her another lap down as a Whitney Poole going to go two laps down in this run after the break at caution. Now the 15T goes up the hill. This could be wild and crazy. Leader running up on two trucks running for position. Now which way to go? Down on the bottom, up on the top? He's trying to figure out which way to get through. He goes through on the bottom. And he will make the move in turn one. Yellow comes out. 72, slow on the backstretch, up against the wall.
Jamie King into 72. Bring out the caution flag. And that's probably a good sign for the 0-2 of Travis Hanson, as he was in some heavy lap traffic. Slicing and dicing his way through. Man, that truck really set up, really looking good out there on the speedway. But he'll lose all that lead that he had on second place Darvalex.
A tough thing to take at this point in the race. So, how many laps? One hundred twenty-six laps in the book. And, in fact, lap 126, sponsored by Ram Transport Incorporated. They've got 119 through 128. And then, I guess, 129 and some of the others. Let's see, lap 200's Patrick Conrad got the final lap of the race. 199, the Strutmasters took that one. And look through here. There's all the laps have been taken, I believe, and then some. An amazing, amazing effort by Rick Bristol to get all those laps taken care of.
All right, Bill, the 72 of Jamie King in that Hobby Superstore truck, getting attention from his pit crew as they'll change that right front tire on that truck. Looking inside there because it was dragging on the rotor. Sparks were flying as he went down into the pits. Pit crew really thrashing on that truck now as he lowers the jack to try and make his way back out on the speedway. But, Bill, I'm going to tell you what, we've called a lot of races together, but that 0-2 of Travis Hanson, he's got this one figured out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough to beat him at this point. I got a feeling it's going to be Travis Hanson's race to lose.
I think the only thing that will beat him is Tech.
Yeah, well, God, hopefully that doesn't come into play. He said a bad word. That's like profanity, Tech, this early in the race. Don't put the voodoo on him. But Stephen Darvalex, well known for his sprint car racing and some other racing, but in the truck now still having a good result. He's second, trying to do everything he can here. Charlie Montgomery, though, has got to be... He must be wore out by now because he has been sliding, slipping, and carrying on with that truck, trying to do everything he can.
Yeah, he's feeling it all from the 84 of Hubert. I mean, Hubert's been right on the back bumper trying to lift the back tires up on that 12 of Montgomery. But Montgomery really driving a great race out there, holding on to that third position.
Yeah, he got a nudge a couple of three or four laps in a row there. Hopefully they'll calm down. The tires are cool back down now. We'll see what happens. See if Keith Lilly in the 87 can make a charge. He's still holding on to that fifth spot. Then comes the 187, Jason Howell. Jason Howell in the sixth spot. Right behind him is going to be the 25 of Powell, which is actually driven tonight by James Wright III, helping out Gary Foxworth and getting Gary and his family a little bit. Oh, I was saying Powell, wasn't I? Oh, well, Gary will give me a break because he knows I shit screwed up all the time. Gary Foxworth, called him the Tony the Tiger for years, and still do when I get a chance. So nice to see James Wright helping him out. 24 of Pila will round out the top seven. No, that's eighth spot. He's in eighth spot. So Pila in eighth. Then comes the 30 machine of Chad Pierce in ninth. Rounding out the top 10 will be Stephen Nassy in the 69. Now, Stephen Nassy, I believe, has made the biggest move. He started out in the 19th starting spot, and he is up to the 10th spot. I believe those nine right now on the track are about the biggest move I've seen. So we're looking at him. He may be our Charger Award. One of. I guess there's like three or four of them. Rick Bristol will have to figure that out. All right, next time by, going back to Green Flag Racing as we got everything cleaned up on backstretch. 72 lost a few bits and pieces scraping the wall, I hear.
All these drivers trying to load it up, trying to figure out how to catch the 0-2 of Travis Hansen. Travis Hansen with this one in the bag so far. Garvalix in the 41. Montgomery in the 12. The 84 of Huber and the 87 of Keith Lilly as we get ready to go back to Green Flag Racing.
And Green Flag is up. We are racing down the front stretch. Hansen into turn one. Everybody looking to make a move. James Wright III going to get really roughed up now as Pila says, I got to go because if I can get by you, I can get on up here and get some more distance on some of these other folks in front of you. And they're going to getting a little rough out there now as they work hard trying to get somewhere. Montgomery sideways out of two, hangs on to it one more time in that third spot. Top six, bumper to bumper, and then a gap back to the 25 as he wrestles hard with Pila in the 24. The horsepower, the 25, proving to be the difference.
Steven Darvalix in the 41 now. He makes a move on the inside, but caution flag on the speedway.
Oh, he's going to have to go back. Darvalix got a chance. Don't know if Hansen realized he made a mistake, but Hansen kind of slipped up in turn two just a little bit in the middle. And they wind up going back to where they were, so the 41 going to have to do that one more time.
First run on the 0-2 of Hansen by the 41 of Darvalix, and he set that up good, Bill. He followed him right down into three, took that inside-looking move, and was going to go for the lead. But spin on the front stretch by the 72 of Jamie King brings out the caution flag.
I tell you what, I think Darvalix got a little bit of help as the 12 of Montgomery finally got straightened up. And as they got into turn one there, everybody was bumper to bumper and the whole row was pushing. And it just happened to be they all got into each other just at the right time and bumped Darvalix just as he stuck his nose inside. And bam, he jumped right up beside him.
That was the first bobble of the night I've seen by the 0-2 of Travis Hansen. And Darvalix trying to take advantage of it, but not able to get it done. Caution flag will put them all back into their positions on the previous lap.
Could be those left side tires that he did not change are going to be the thing that come back to haunt him as he's trying to hang on with the lead and see if they can hold up under the pressure here. Kids in the grandstands having some fun with Lucky Dog. Lucky Dog always on hand to keep everybody as lucky as possible. And, of course, you want to go to your Aaron's Rents store and get your own Lucky Dog to take home with you. All right, looks like we're just about ready to see the white flag in the air one more time for that one lap to go signal. And we'll go back racing next time by. I believe we're back in the 135, 136 range on laps.
Okay, I take that back. 142 coming back to 143. Going to be inside 50 laps and just a few more laps, so that could be the difference. Everybody's going to start making their move now. Rick, look out. Here they come out of turn number four. Green flag.
All right, Darvallis going to take him out of turn number four, right on the back bumper of the 0-2 of Hanson. He'll take a look on the outside, dive it back down low into turn number one. Darvallis really working him hard now as they head down the backstretch of 24 up Hilo on the outside, gets caught up, and the green flag will still stay out. Here comes Darvallis. Darvallis sizing it up on the inside. Down into turn number one they go. Right in the tire tracks, got a car spun over in turn number two. Caution flag on the speedway.
And everybody just noticed the 08 spun out in the back of the pack last time. They come back around turn one. I was still stunned. How did Pila get by all them trucks? He must have jumped to the outside. He may get a little bit of a penalty for that one. We'll see. But if the green came out, I guess the outside's the okay side. But, man, did he make a move. He got way up there. 25, then 30, I'm told. So the 30's going to lose a little ground here also. Oh, make that 30-25. Anyway, the 0-2, Hanson's still hanging on, but all these restarts got to be taking their toll on the young man as he's having to battle back and hang on to it all.
Close to three-quarters of the way through this race, and Travis Hanson in that 0-2 has really drove a stunning race tonight. But he is feeling the heat from the 41 of Darvallis. Darvallis looking to close in. Going to try and take over that top spot, but caution flag keeps coming out on the speedway.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out. The 08 have been in a spin cycle about three or four times on his own. Not sure if they're going to take him off the track or not or leave him one more time, but can't keep bringing out cautions. But, yeah, Travis Hanson looking like he had this one pretty much sewn up. Now starting to look like there's some chinks in the armor as the truck's not handling the way he would have wanted it to at this point, I'm sure. And Darvallis, he's like a bulldog or a hound dog. He's got the scent, buddy, and he knows that these restarts might be the only chance he has to make a big move and get it done. So he's right up there beating and banging, trying to make it work for him.
You're right about that, Bill. You know, Darvallis, every restart has been right there on the back bumper of the 0-2 of Hanson. But Hanson, as the longer runs go, as we stay green longer, Hanson seems to pull away. So maybe these restarts will help Darvallis in that 41.
Yeah, horsepower always usually loses out to handling, but in this point, his horsepower has managed to keep him out front, and the handling's kept him through the corners well. So we'll see how it goes as they get ready to go back green flag racing.
Zero 08, getting a little attention down in the pitch. He'll return to the speedway. He's gone in that spin cycle, like Bill said, several times this evening, brought out the caution flag. He'll tag the tail end of the field. Hanson is your leader. Darvallis in second. Montgomery is third. Huber fourth. And Lilly rounds out the top five. Laverton shows him the one to go sign this time by. Lights go out on the Orlando Speed World Pace Truck as they head down into turn number one.
Next time by, there'll be only 50 laps left in it, I believe, maybe 49. And they are ready to go as they roll down the back stretch. Looking for the opportunity to go back green flag racing. Everybody looking for their chance as they roll down. Out of turn four, green flag's up. We're racing.
Green flag out. Here comes that 41 machine. 41 on the inside. Darvallis making a move as they go down into turn number three. Side by side, door heel as they come out of turn number four. And the 41 off Darvallis takes over the top spot. Charlie Montgomery in the 12. Going to fall through with the 84 of Brent Huber right on his back bumper.
Hanson up on the outside, stuck. He's got handcuffed. He's got four trucks now gone by. Still can't get down to the bottom. Got a spot there. He'll slide back into the fifth spot and hang on as they drive away. Something up with the 0-2, and now Montgomery says, hey, if the 41 can lead this thing, maybe I can too. He's coming out of turn four with the nose down on the inside looking for blood.
Charlie Montgomery in the 12, the 84 of Huber, the 87 of Keith Lilly, falling in the tire tracks of the 41 of Darvallis now, as Hanson really starting to fade in the field. He'll drop back to 8, now 9th position, as they come out of turn number 4.
Something gone awry with the 0-2 truck after a stellar night. three-quarters of the way. 150 laps were his, and now he's fallen back past the top 10 all the way back into the 12th or 13th spot. Meanwhile, up front, Darv Volek's in the 41 says, uh-oh, I got the lead, I got to go. He's starting to pull away from Montgomery. Got four or five length on him now, and he is running off as best he can to hide.
Tail end of that truck, the number 12 truck, starting to weave and bob a little bit as they come out of the turns. The 84 of you are seeing that. Going to try and make his move, but he doesn't want to make it too quick as the 87 up Lilly as yellow. Caution flag comes out on the speedway.
Another yellow flag popping up, not sure what's up. As they get him slowed down. Sounds like double zero. Whitney Poole going to be the lucky dog on that one, but only get one of several laps down back. Laps in the books. It's a 40-lap feature event from here. So this could be interesting as we get down to the end of it. Still want to thank all the fine folks for all of their great sponsorship here. Strutmasters.com, Kevin O'Brien Racing, Stewart. Sorry, I got interrupted. Stewart Gratuity Title, RacingTravel.net, Rex Engineering, Stewart Checkered Flag Racing, Danis and Danis Incorporated, Race Car Engineering. Kevin O'Brien, I talked about him, and Tampa Bay Stitch Company. They did the 2008 Champions Embroidered Drac Jacket for the event, the Charity Truckers 200 Jacket, which will be given away to tonight's winner. Laverne Patrick's got me worried. Are we getting rain? He's looking in the sky at both sides like the lightning's got his attention. Either that or an airliner was on fire. He was just watching it go by. I'm not sure, but we getting rain? Yeah, he's thinking about it. Laverne been here.
You know, we got some celebrities in the grandstand, and one of them I noticed, B.J. Cavan down there from Ocala Speedway, one of the announcers here. I want to welcome B.J. and his crew down here. How you doing, B.J.? Also, I saw Jerry Benner early for Aston 118.
Yeah, I was saying, he bought a lap. I noticed it there a minute ago. I figured he was hiding down there somewhere. Good heavens. They'll let anybody in Speed World, won't they? Wow. Hey. Save some hugs for us. Everybody up here hugging and carrying on like they just met each other or something. Apparently the beer window's still open. All right, let's get ready to do it one more time, I think. We're down through lap 166 or 67 now, I would imagine. I can't keep up fast enough. Go for it. All right, got a little sprinkle in trying to hold the track, keep the trucks out there to keep the track dry. So it's just a little bit down in turn number four, I believe, that we got a little bit of one of them Florida late evening showers that pop up. Well, heck, if I could get online again, I'd check it, but I apparently. And let's see. I think Hansen got back on the. He's on the lead lap, of course, but he went to the pit area briefly there to see if he could fix the handling situation. So. Wow, what an effort for the young man to lose this one, and now with Mother Nature playing tricks with us, waiting to see if the track can be held onto. And, of course, that is an expensive endeavor for the poor trucks as they click around. Yeah, there's one little cell just zipping right beside us, as I see on the radar down there for Karnak.com's radar look. And yeah, it should be just to the south of us. It looks like maybe the wind catching it and blowing a little bit our way. So hopefully it won't last but a few more seconds. Wow. After the race, don't forget there's going to be a little bit of a party on the front stretch by the winner, lots of photos and so forth. Give you a chance to get a bite to eat and get ready for those great Legend and Bandolero races. Bandoleros be out first and Legends out second. So hang in there for us, and we will get back to racing here as soon as you can. You'll see Laverne grab the old one-to-go flag and give it to him, and then we'll make every effort to get this one in completely, although this is a complete race at this point, so we'll see what happens. All right, looks like we're going to make an effort to go back at it. Laverne's grabbed the white flag, rolled her up, and taken a peek. And it is in the air. Next time by, we'll go back to green flag racing. Trick here is, Rick, everybody's got the same situation. If it's a little damp on the high side, you may want to stay away from it. As we come back down the back stretch, Darvalix in the 41 going to have to deal with. Everybody knows now. They've got a little bit on the windshield. They know that they're up against the weather also. They got to make their move. They got to make it now. And green flag is coming out. Could be the last chance effort right here, right now.
K-Struck pulls in. Laverne shows the green. We're underway. Darvalix with a good jump on the 12 of Montgomery. At a turn number two, they'll head down the backstretch. Charlie Montgomery holding on to that second spot. 84 of Huber, the 87 of Keith Lilly, and the 187 of Jason Howell. Field will be nose to tail as they cross the stripe down into turn number one.
Darvalix out front showing them the way, and Montgomery trying to stay with him, but he's getting a little bit of help from the 84 as the 84 wants to get underneath him but just can't get enough of a run down in there to make it happen. So they are still battling bumper to bumper from third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, even seventh with Pila up there now. And then there comes the 30 and the 25, 69, and 53 as they round out the top 10 at this point. Travis Hansen already back up into the top 15, I believe, as he's worked his way back through the back of the pack and is sitting in 15th spot right now. So he's trying to make his move. He wants more caution so he can make up more ground. But right now, Darvalix having it all go his way as Montgomery hangs on right behind him. Trying to get those two teammate trucks to finish 1-2 would be awesome if Montgomery can hang on to that second spot.
Charlie Montgomery feeling the heat from the 84 of Brent Huber. Looks like that 12 truck starting to pick up a little push as he goes down into the turns. 41 of Darvalix got it on the nose now as they come out of turn number four. Darvalix is your leader. Montgomery in second. Huber is third. 87 of Keith Lilly fourth, and the 187 of Jason Howell. 24 of Michael Pila looking on the inside of the 187 of Howell for that fifth position as they go down into turn number three. Now Montgomery closing in on your leader, 41 of Darvalix. But Darvalix with the horsepower down the front stretch puts a car length between himself and the 12 of Montgomery.
And it looks like this long run going to bring up some more lap traffic as they start to close in on the 33 of Jack Kennedy one more time. He's back there in turn two as they enter turn one, so he's reeled in quickly here. Down the backstretch, Darvalix still setting another blistering pace from this point. He knows he's got to go. He's trying to go. 20 laps left to go that time by. 20 more times around as Darvalix passes underneath the flag stand. So we will try to help keep count as best we can here without the scoreboard working for us right now. And it is down to 19 to go. Darvalix still out in front.
A lot of racing for that fifth position between the 187 of Jason Howell and the 24 of Michael Pila with Chad Pearson, the 30, right there in the mix. Here comes Michael Pila. Michael Pila get a fender up on the quarter panel of the 187 of Jason Howell. They battle for that fifth position. Howell up high, Pila down low. Coming up on the lap truck, the 33 of Jack Kennedy. Kennedy will be the truck, big truck now. 24 of Pila got the run on the inside. The 187 of Jason Howell coming up on Kennedy. They'll go down low. Here they go. Pila moves into that fifth position. But they'll be side by side. Now Pila sideways down into turn number two. Down the back stretch they go. It's still Michael Pila on the inside. The 187 of Jason Howell on the outside for the fifth position. Chad Pearce right there in their tire track as they come out of turn number four. Back down into turn number one. They're still side by side. They'll exit turn number two. Head down the backstretch. 187 Howell on the outside. The 24 on Pila.
Pila still trying to make it work on the inside. Can't seem to make it stick. Tires starting to go away one more time. As we roll into the back 10 laps of this one, should be seeing the 10 to go signal shortly. As Pila still on the inside, trying to take that fifth spot away. And he may get it done here as he comes out of turn four this time. Looks like the 187 slips up just a touch. He's got half a car length. He gets credit for that lap in the fifth spot. But back on the outside comes the 187 of Jason Howell. Howell trying to see if he can hang on. Meanwhile, the top four have driven away, and they are going to settle this one up front with Darvalik still showing the front spot.
Still side by side for that fifth position. The 24 of Michael Pila still running that inside groove. The 187 of Jason Howell riding that high line lap after lap. Now the 25 of James Wright closes in on the 30 of Chad Pierce. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, right there for position. Oh, Howell up close to that backstretch wall, keeps it off, inches away as they come down into turn number three.
Now we're talking 10 laps side by side for that fifth spot as the leaders roll up on some more lap traffic. Double zero hit Whitney Puhl down into the bottom. Puhl out of the way, trying to stay way down, way slow. Lets them all go by. And then it's still 10 laps to go this time by. 10 laps, all the fingers spread wide on Patrick, Laverne Patrick's fingers. He's showing them 10 to go this time by. So it is going to be a dogfight from here. Hopefully no more cautions, no more trouble. And Hansen, Travis Hansen, up into the 12th spot. Hansen into 12th as he is rolling in from the back of the field. Pila sideways, almost loses it right up into the side of the 187. Lap traffic coming up. Pila going to be in trouble unless he can split that lap traffic somehow. Meanwhile, your leader rolling through lap number 8 to go.
Steven Darvalik still leading the pack down into turn number one as the 187 of Jason Howell moves up into that fifth position. Around the 33 truck of Jack Kennedy puts him another lap down. The leaders getting around him as they go down into turn number one. Darvalik leads the pack out of turn number two. Down the backstretch they go. Charlie Montgomery. David, and we got the 121. The 121 goes around in turn number four. Caution flag on the speedway.
Holy macaroni. This will set it up for a dash that you won't believe is fixing to happen here. We had some pushing and shoving going on. I think that's what happened in 121, some of the lap traffic trying to get around him. And wound up with him getting turned around in turn number four. So Andy Lasura going to try to figure out. Double zero of Poole going to get one more Lucky Dog Award. Five laps left to go. Five more. We'll quit counting the cautions, of course. Five laps left to go when we go back green. All the lap cars in the back of the pack. Hopefully they won't come into play. We only got five laps left to go. And one to go this time by. We got five laps to go. Five green flag laps to go. And we will see all of them right here, right now, as we get ready to finish this one off at Orlando Speed World, the World Center of Racing in Florida, that is. And we are loving every minute of it. And right now, I stand corrected. We're down to four to go. Four to go. So it'll be a four-lap dash as they roll down into turn three. Pace truck picks up the pace, goes out in turn four. Darvalik's got to bring them down. Look out in the back. There goes Tommy King. He's going to jump a couple. Green flag is up, and we are racing. Darvalik's into turn one.
Darvalik's will lead him out of turn number two. Down the backstretch they go. 12 of Charlie Montgomery trying to close in now as the lap's starting down in his 200-lap Charity's Trucker Race. Got one spun over in turn number two. Caution flag comes out.
Jessica Green gets turned around in turn number two. She was trying to keep it going, but the yellow came out. Going to go green, white checker to finish this one out, I guess. Two laps left. That'll be green, white checkered from here. Darvalik's got to survive it one more time. Get your Budweiser. Budweiser on the front stretch. Budweiser. Catch him as he's walking by down there. He'll bring it right to your seat.
All right. This could be interesting. Watch him close. All those folks listening to us online, we'll try to give you the colorful commentary as best we can. But as Darvalik's in front, Montgomery behind him, they are team cars. They are sponsored and brought here by the same folks. So they are looking to go 1-2 behind Montgomery is the 84 of Brent Huber. Brent looking to see if he can interrupt that party and at least get to second, maybe take a challenge for first if something happens up front. But it's looking tough from here. Darvalix and Montgomery both doing a great job up in front. Herber in the Pat Mahoney car, Mr. Marsite out of the South Florida area. Then comes the fourth place on the track. That's the 87, Keith Lilly. Keith Lilly doing a great job being asked to drive that car late in the week here to come in and jump in that one and do it. So rounding out the top five, the 187 of Jason Howell, and those two, the 87 and the 187, also team cars brought here by the same folks. So the top five has two teams in it, one outsider, and they are going to settle this amongst themselves as the white flag goes up. We got one more lap to go before we go back green flag racing. It'll be a green, white, checkered finish. That is it. We're coming to the end of it. Green, white, checkered. If you're in your living room or in the grandstands, get up on your feet. These two laps could be good ones. Watch them close as they come down the backstretch. Pace Truck picks up the pace in turn three. He'll get off in turn four. Darvalix has the field, and somebody's going to make a mistake in mid-pack. They are according real fast back in turn three. Green flag is up. We're racing into turn one. Darvalix.
Darvalix out of turn number two. Charlie Montgomery hot on his tail as they go down into three. Montgomery drives it deep down into turn number three. White flag comes out. White flag comes out for Stephen Darvalix as Huber now looks on the inside of Montgomery. Out of turn number two. Here they go down the backstretch.
Down the backstretch. Darvalix has the position. He's got half a truck length on Montgomery into turn four. They're going to come out of there sideways. Look out. Pila in trouble. Up to the wall. Darvalix wins it. Pila saves it. Back down the track. And they're going to go three wide for 10th spot. Wow. They were three wide at the line. Tommy King on the inside, Pila in the middle, and I believe it was the 72 on the outside, Jamie King for 10th across the line as Pila got crossed up in turn four. But the winner, the 41 of Stephen Darvalix.
Test 1-2.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for tonight's Charity Truckers 200 winner, Stephen Darvalix.
How about it? How about it? Darvalix gets it done. Stephen growed up with a race car under his feet. He's got her done tonight, and this is a big one for him. A big one for him as he enjoys some great, great action down here. Montgomery all over the back bumper, not going to turn his teammate around, but he got it done. Look at this kid. He's happy as could be. Rode a long time in second, was very patient early in this one. Very patient early in this one, Stephen. Not too often do I get a chance to talk to you anymore, but, man, come a long way from the sprint cars, but a chance like this and a run like this got to feel really good this time of year.
This is great. This is the best win of my career so far, and I want to thank Roger Bryson for giving me this opportunity, Chris Bryson, everyone on the team, the people that put this show on. This is our first trip here, first race like this. It's just amazing, the feeling.
Great cause, as we all know, but 200 laps in a truck at Orlando Speed World got to put a lot of drain on you. Get a little break in the middle, maybe, but you had a tough, tough competitor out in front of you for a long time, Hanson and that 02 truck. And something went away, and it just kind of fell back into your lap almost.
You know, I knew we were going to have to get him on the start. If we were going to get him at all, he seemed to be really good once he got rolling. And we just took advantage of him slipping up there. We were in the right place at the right time, and couldn't do it without this Fred's Garage, Ziegler Racing Engines, General Welding, Brzezinski and Tobago, Kelly Enterprises, Leo Flieger, everyone on this truck who's made it possible. Charlie Montgomery, my teammate, he has had such a great year, and this just caps off our season. It's wonderful.
I tell you what, a great run, ladies and gentlemen, for the 200, Stephen Darvalex.
Good job, bud. Hey, hell of a job. Hell of a job. Thank you, sir.
Sorry about that. All right, let's see if we can get back here and talk to some of these other folks just a little bit. No, he ain't got nowhere to go. Come over here. Get Charlie over here and talk to Charlie Montgomery. Charlie run a great race also. But, man, if anybody deserves an award for hanging on to a tough-handling race truck, it's Charlie Montgomery. Charlie, from about lap 12, I saw you slipping up a little bit. And, man, you just skated around here for a long time and held on to it.
Yeah, well, I tend to drive a car, you know, I like a loose car, but I haven't been at this track before. It was an awesome race here, but all in all, a great race. Teammate Sarah, I come in second, and you know, I got to throw congratulations out to our chassis builder, Fred's Garage, and Braden's built both these chassis, and I mean, they're just awesome. Approach, you know, but all for a good cause.
I've had a lot of people come to me and go, Fred's Garage, they actually make race cars there? I go, yeah, he don't use Fred's Motorsports or something else, just Fred's Garage, just having fun with it, but doing a great job.
Yeah, it's old Backwoods Garage here, you know, it's 30-year-old stock car technology still performing today, you know, it's just an awesome deal.
Big, big run for the 12 machine, Charlie Montgomery getting her done. See if we can get back here and catch a few more. As long as my battery holds up, would be the trick, I guess. Well, look at you. You're between the two sets of teammates, but you managed to hang on to it and come in third, man, in a 200-lap race at Orlando. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, you're right. There ain't nothing wrong with that, but I felt we were good. I thought we were a little better, but, you know, I race with these guys, and I'm not looking to – we want to go home in one piece and drive it on the trailer, so –
I understand, but early in this race, you had to see Charlie slipping up early and thinking, well, maybe I got a chance here to be patient and I can get a run on him. But, man, he just never really gave up the big move.
Well, you know, he'd seen it. Everyone could see it. I seen it. He's stepping it out, and first 100, I gave him a little bit of space because, you know, I don't want to make a big mess. But, you know, towards the end there, everybody kind of just came on there at the end, and everybody was a little bit – I was tight. I know Keith was tight, and – you know, we did what we could do, but I'm glad to come home in one piece. And this is my uncle's truck. He let me drive it for three races, and it's real nice. And I'm just happy to be here. I got to thank 3M and Mr. Marsite. That's our family business that helps us out here. And
who's your fan?
This is my little. You're my nephew. He's my nephew, I guess.
Hey, well, hopefully we'll see Pat back pretty soon, but a great race.
Yeah,
a good third place finish,
thank
man.
You.
Appreciate it. I keep stretching it out, and I get lucky, keep walking down the way here. Oh, come back over here for a minute.
I got to tell everybody something.
Okay, hang on. We'll get to if fourth and fifth will come up here.
Just a second.
Stop.
Come to me so then keep working.
Yeah, we need those last two drivers. Guys, hang on. Stay with us. We still got Bandoleros. We still got Legends. We're going to get them out here. What we're trying to do, those 6-10 finishers through the tech, these guys, and we're letting the teams get the stuff out of the load up. Just be a few raffle tickets and have some more fun. We'll be racing in just a few minutes. That was it. Hey, Lily and Russ, come on up here, guys, so I can make sure this thing works. I don't want you to be dropping out here. Bring the youngster with you. Not in bad shape, man, for 200 laps. She'll run it down here to the start-finish line. Do another 200. Tell you what, you guys had the teammates are working now. Up front, we got two teammates together, and then fourth and fifth, you guys hung in there well together. And I don't think you had a whole lot of time to work on this one because I know that he kind of jumped in late to get in the car or the truck for you. So it's always nice, but a great finish, 200 laps again.
Oh, yeah. This was I appreciate Rick Bristol for doing this. We have a blast. My team has a blast. I want to thank Jason, Edward. They worked on them. They worked on both of them trucks, get them ready. All my guys, Chris, Shorty, it was just a blast. We having fun. It's all it's about, having fun. Ready to do another 200.
No problem. Come on in here, Jason. Jason Howell getting into that that fifth-place truck. Man, you were hanging on to it there a couple times, got sideways several times, but managed to come on in here and get a good top-five finish, man, in a 200-lap event.
Oh, it's the most laps I've ever ran at one time, and it's a blast. I definitely hope that I get the opportunity to do it again. I'd like to thank Keith Lilly and his family for the opportunity to drive their truck. All my guys, Chris McGivern, he works his tail off, Shorty, my cousin Austin, and everybody else helps in the pits. Jim McGivern, he was on the radio, haven't ever spotted for me before, did an awesome job. But it's just an awesome race for a good cause. Thank everybody for coming out, and hope that Lacey gets what she needs.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, a class act, Jason Howell, getting her done in fifth spot. How about one more big round of applause for the Charity Trucker 200?